Well, all those testimonies you heard have one thing in common. They display the heart of people who used to be living for themselves and now have a brand new priority. And now their number one priority is doing whatever God wants, no matter the cost. That's what it means to become a Christian. That's what it means to decide to follow Christ. And when a person becomes a Christian, that's like kind of the declaration they make. And when they get baptized, like you just saw, it's kind of what they tell everybody. Like, I'm all in. I'm in this for life. I'm a Christian now. I'm a follower of Christ. Well, there's one verse, one little verse in the Sermon on the Mount that we're getting to next that I want you to look at that really displays everything we're trying to talk about in this series about true priorities. The key verse is Matthew 6, verse 33. So open up your Bibles, check this out. It's the next section we're entering into. Now, we would probably start in verse 25 and go all the way to verse 34, but if you check your watch, you only got 10 minutes left in this service. So we're only going to be looking at one verse, but it's okay. We knew that. But we're going to be looking at this one verse, Matthew 6, 33. It's so important. I think it's the key verse of this section. Now, Jesus has been telling these people, hey, make sure you're not storing up treasure on earth, store up treasure in heaven. He says, you can't have two masters, you can't serve God and money. One of those is going to win. The next section in verse 25 to 34, he's going to say, don't be anxious about your life. Don't be split. The word anxiety means to be split, to have two masters. He says, you can't have two masters. And when you're an anxious person, you're trying to hold two things together. You're trying to focus on now and the future, and you can't do both. And when you're anxious, you're split. You're a split person. Just like hypocrisy at the beginning of the chapter means you're a split person. You're putting on a show for others, and you're something real on the inside that nobody sees. That's hypocrisy. That means to be a split person. Anxiety also means to be a split person. Focus on right here and focus on out there. So he says, don't be anxious about your life, what you put on, what you eat or drink, your clothing, all that stuff. Know that God cares for you. Verse 26 says, look at the birds of the air. Look at the grass of the field later on in verse 28. Like, don't be anxious about your stuff. Don't be anxious about your clothes. Don't be anxious about your food. Don't be split because God cares for you. All that is like, we're going to cover next week because there's a lot there about anxiety. We're going to have to talk about it more than just for 2 minutes, right? Deserves a whole sermon. But verse 33, if you drop down to that, says this. It says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. That's our text this morning. Okay. But seek first. And even but seek first, you might say, well, what's verse 32 about? It talks about what everybody else seeks after as their top priority. Verse 32 says, for the Gentiles, seek after all these things. And your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. All these things are the food and the clothes and all the stuff people are worried about. And Jesus says, people out there, they seek those things. But if you're a disciple, don't seek first those things. Don't seek first to have a good job. Don't seek first to excel in your sport. Don't make those things the top priority. What you need to make the top priority is what God cares most about. That's what you need to care most about. And that's what verse 33 is all about. What is your top priority? If I were to ask you, that's a good question to ask yourself. What's my top priority? What do I put first? What's the thing that never moves? I can change around my schedule for everything else, but I got to keep that one thing. What is your top priority? What's your deepest desire? What's the thing you spend the most time on? Like, that will start to figure out what your top priority is. For some people, it's sports. For some people, it's their job. For others, it's money. For some people, it's school. Some people, it's their college applications. Other people, it's their friends. Some people, it's popularity. Some people, it's their free time to themselves. Other people, it's video games. Some people, it's playing music, right? Like, a lot of people got different top priorities. And the question for you is, what is your top priority? He says here, I want you to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Those two things really combine to one top priority. We want to care most about what God cares most about. So three things this morning, really fast, that we want to focus on. First is this kingdom of God. The way I want to define that is, point number one, focus on doing things that matter for God's kingdom. Remember the whole gospel of Matthew, Jesus is coming along and saying, there is a kingdom that is coming, and I am the king. Even before he says that in Matthew 4, John the Baptist said in John 3, hey, you guys need to repent. Because the kingdom of heaven is coming. It's at hand. It's right about to arrive. It's right about to be here. Because there's this king that's showing up. Same thing is true today. There's a kingdom that is coming. And most people are not ready for it. Because most people have not repented of their sins. want to do things that matter most for God's kingdom. It's interesting, at the end of the Gospel of Matthew, just staying in Matthew here, he says in Matthew 25, 34, this is Jesus speaking. He's telling a parable. He's saying, you know, in the end, I'm going to judge people. I'm going to separate them, the good and the bad, the sheep and the goats. He separates people. And what he says to the people that are in with him, he says, then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Okay, I've got a question. If you're a Christian, do you believe that all of life is pointing in this one direction, that you are going to the kingdom of God? That's going to be your life. That's going to be the majority of your existence. Almost all of your existence will be in the kingdom of God. Question is, do you believe that? Does that matter to you now? Or do you think it's just a future thing? Why would it matter now? Well, it's interesting. He doesn't say, seek the kingdom later. This is present tense. What you should seek now instead of the clothing or instead of the money, the things that they're so concerned about. He says, seek the kingdom now. Like, that should be your top priority today. There's something relevant even today. I think Paul shows us this in Acts 20 when he said, the only thing that's valuable to me, this is Acts 20, 24. He says, I don't account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I've received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. He says, that's what my life is about, because that's what God wants me to do. That's what it means to seek first the kingdom, to say, when priorities are getting in conflict, I'm going to do today the thing that's most important for God's kingdom. What's going to be most important for other people to enter God's kingdom? What's most important for people to know about God's kingdom? I'm going to prioritize that above my schoolwork, above my sports. Like, I know that I'm saying controversial things right now, but it's what Jesus said. Seek first the kingdom. That needs to be top priority. When it's not top priority is when you're okay sacrificing, you know, going to church for, you know, working for money. You say, well, of course I have to work for money, so I can't go to church. Well, that's not exactly seeking first the kingdom. Going to your sports practices, when that wins over going to small groups, that's not seeking first the kingdom. When you stress out about your life and your top priority and concern and stressor is your life and you have no concern for the salvation of other people, you have no concern for others entering the kingdom of God. If it's all me, 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 that's not seeking first the kingdom. It's not seeking first the kingdom when you're willing to network and do so many things to advantage yourself and your popularity or your business or your popularity or whatever, right? To network and network. I can build all these relationships for me, but oh no, I don't work at all to build relationships for the kingdom of God, to disciple other people, to evangelize. That's not seeking first the kingdom. It's also not seeking first the kingdom to isolate yourself and say, I'm not going to spend time with God's people. Cut yourself off, like even some people that we heard today in the tank. They said, I cut myself off from people because I didn't want to deal with them, right? That's not seeking first the kingdom. Seeking first the kingdom is doing what matters for eternity. Second thing, he says, seek first God's righteousness, okay? Point number two, focus on being a truly righteous person. And that really goes with everything Jesus has said in the Sermon on the Mount. That's why I say truly righteous. There are hypocritical people who think they're righteous because they do some good things. That's not what I said here, right? That's not what this is. Being a truly righteous person corresponds with what Jesus has said in the sermon. He says, your righteousness has to exceed the scribes and Pharisees if you want to enter the kingdom. He says, you must be perfect as your Father is perfect. And he shows you through the law that it's not just about, like, not murdering someone. God's standard is higher. He says, don't even hate them in your heart. It's not just about not committing adultery. It's also not lusting in your heart. All right? So heart and life going towards the righteous way, that's what he's saying. That's what you need to seek first. When the priorities are, I can prioritize my sanctification, and I can read my Bible today, and I can pray today, and I can grow in my relationship with God, or I can waste time, I can do things that don't matter as much, right? That's the question, are you going to seek first his righteousness or not? That's the question. That's why this all comes down to what's your top priority. He says earlier in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied, right? Even if you're just thinking in a utilitarian way, that how are you going to have your desires met? Not if you desire all the things that the Gentiles seek. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You want to be a righteous person? Right? Yes, there's struggle, but that's If that's top priority, your sanctification, that you would be righteous inside and out, heart and life, right? I'm not talking about trying to be some, you know, external hypocrite who looks good to everybody. That's not seeking first his righteousness. The righteousness he describes is from the heart and life when those two match. Question is, do you prioritize your social media over reading your Bible? Are you faster and quicker to complain to your friends about all your problems, or are you faster and quicker to go to God in prayer about those same problems? That's the question of, do I seek first his righteousness or not? Right, this is a priority question. Yeah. You realize even school and getting to college could be a thing that takes away from you seeking first the kingdom of God, right? Like, it can consume you. It can consume us if we make it too much. Now, those are the first two things. Last thing, the verse doesn't just say, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That is what it says. But then it says, and all these things will be added to you. It says, all the things that you feel like, I can't focus on God because, you know, I really have to focus on myself. I can't focus on others and serving because I need to focus on myself, right? When you start saying it that way, what you're showing is, I don't trust what Jesus says here. All these things will be added to you, right? If you are working for God, and you're serving God's people, and you're a diligent worker in whatever you put your hand to, you realize God will take care of you. Right? A lot of people don't believe that. A lot of you are making college plans in a way that doesn't even reflect this. A lot of you are taking jobs in a way that doesn't even reflect this. Right? Do we trust God? Why? Because verse 34, look what it says. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Last thing I'd love for you to write down. Point number 3, focus less on everything else. Right, very simple sermon. Focus on God's kingdom. Do what's important for God's kingdom. Focus on righteousness. Say, that's going to be my top priority. I'm going to care more about that. And thirdly, focus less on other things. Right? Not none on other things. He doesn't say you can't ever work for money. He doesn't say that. He does say you cannot do loss. You cannot serve as a slave to two masters. One's going to take the top priority. There's people who've tried to do both. Even testimonies that you heard this morning of people who tried to be self-righteous, right? People who've tried to serve money, people who've tried to make a lot of other things their God, but God is a God who demands all from you, and we'll talk more about what that looks like on Wednesday night. So that's the fastest sermon you've ever heard me preach, but let me pray. Very important verse. By the way, we made shirts with this verse on it that we'll probably show you like on Wednesday or something. It's not how I end. Merch drop, check, swipe up, subscribe. No, sorry. Yeah. All right, let me pray. God, we are thankful for this verse. We, even today, as we think about it, we want to commit it to memory. We want to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We care about your kingdom. We also admit that we are very easily distracted. We try to multitask with our priorities, and we need to put you as the top priority. Pray for students, even though this was short, I pray that we would really reconsider what takes priority in our life based on what we spend our time on, based on how we live our lives. So thank you for this text. I pray that it would continue to bear fruit in our lives as we ponder it, as we repeat it, as we meditate on it, and just repeat it to ourselves in our heads. I pray that you would instill this in us today, and this would change our lives for the future. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.